1077 The Island is your station, not just for real music variety, but also for your adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Good Tuesday morning. Fransman in the chair. You over there. Robin over here.
I over here.
And
Steve
Hurley over there.
Hurley over here. Stevie over here.
Who is that?
Stevie.
Stevie.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie the dog?
Hi.
Stevie the dog that is still learning.
Stevie that looks like an old lady?
Trust people again.
Oh, I would
name her Ethel.
This is a him.
Oh, I would name him Ethel. He looks like an old lady that's getting ready to go to church.
That's why Steve does not have a dog.
Why it's named for you. Because you look like an old lady getting ready to go to church.
Wow, I walked right into that. What is the breed?
Well, that's been the discussion. The vet paperwork says Maltese, and we're saying Bichon Poodle.
I thought there was some poodle in there.
See? Yeah. Yeah. But we're learning to trust again. This was the dog that reports started as going back to late May that had been spotted out at the Elder Interchange. And there were sightings and there weren't sightings. Yes. And there were sightings, so we had great people, and we set up a couple of different traps, and Becky was watching them, and we set them up right before the storm last week that blew through at 60-mile-an-hour winds, and we got him trapped about an hour before that blew through and got him safe and set up at the building, and he had long hair. We knew that we were up for a challenge when we started looking, and his ears were full of ticks.
Oh, poor baby.
So between us, and then we had to get vet assistance because we couldn't get them all. There were over 60.
Really?
And so this guy's been through everything. He had cockle burrs. He'd been out there way too long.
Oh, poor
surviving
baby.
On his own. So he's been shaved now. Everything, all the creepy crawlies are off.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he's eating like a champ. And
repairing.
He can be bribed, which is my kind of guy. Oh, he can be bribed with
me
food.
As well.
Do you like these? You like these.
Are those human grade?
These are chicken.
I still have fond memories of having one of your human grade snacks.
Yes.
Yum.
We have a volunteer that makes some.
Do you have some Dubai chocolate treats? Those are my favorites.
Dubai chocolate. Well, if you squint really hard, these might look like them.
Oh, okay.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing the extraordinary every day.
Childproof.
For all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes, and superior service, Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or proteamdesign.com.
They're soft and chewy chicken.
Soft and chewy chicken. That's my favorite.
Does the package anywhere say that it's human grade?
Give me a Sharpie and it will in a second.
Right here in black
chicken scratchings.
I think all animal treats should be human grade. So you could say, hey, here's one for you and here's one for me.
Well, there is. They're called Twinkies.
Yeah, I guess. How much does Stevie cost to bring home?
Stevie's going to be $250 with an approved application. He gets his neuter this week, and it'll be a pretty special home. Somebody that will, one, is going to be really important, have a fenced-in yard, a secure fenced-in yard. For a while, he's going to take a little bit to adjust. He absolutely loves other dogs. We've had, you met Sasha, the black one that jumps on Steve's lap every time I bring her. She's been working her magic being an emotional support dog.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
These two hang out. We have our Yorkie still, and he likes the girls, obviously.
Oh, Stevie. How typical.
Voice for Companion Animals is nonprofit. They're in Grand Island, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption, like Stevie, the church lady poodle. You see church pictures in our blog section of 1077theisland.com.
France, man.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, baby. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Franz Man.
Franz Man, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.
Pictures courtesy Laura Hurley.
Yeah. Oh, he's so good at posing. He's adorable. You got the cutest ears, yes, and those big brown eyes. Oh.
Yeah, I won't show you all the pictures. They were pretty.
I don't need to see them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were pretty gnarly. Bad. Pretty gnarly.
Ticks aren't just a nuisance. They're dangerous.
Well, that was the thing is when we couldn't after 24 hours, the Vectra wasn't working as fast as we wanted. They can become anemic. And that's Aww. What we were afraid of. So we ran him over and to the vet and they sedated him, picked off, I don't know how many they picked off, got the rest off of him, got him shaved down. And
oh, look at him lovingly. Look at you.
Well, I was the one that ran out that night and before the storms hit.
You guys are doing some amazing, much needed work, Robin. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for letting us come every week.
It's completely my pleasure. To see pictures, go to the blog section of theisland.com. See Stevie and how's my friends Sasha and Norm?
Sasha is in trouble because she ate things that you're not supposed. Norm was in his cage. Sasha didn't want Norm in his cage.
Oh.
So Sasha ate the tray off the bottom of the cage.
The tray.
The tray along the bottom that where everything sits. Yeah. She chewed the tray.
To try to get
him out.
Norm out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Escape artist.
I explained to her, no, that's not how it works.
How'd that go?
Yeah, not good. That did not go good. So to retaliate, she decided she would chew on the pad on the bottom of her kennel.
Oh, Sasha.
So I'm looking at her going, do you want to go to the vet to get some of that out of your stomach that I'm afraid? Because you don't want any of that blocking. It's sharp.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to bring her to get a lecture by Steve.
Look, Sasha.
Why you don't chew your tray and chew as retaliation of what I told you not to do.
That's hilarious.
Children.
She just looks at you like.
It's like you're surrounded by children.
Children. Totally. Totally surrounded. It's either children or a frat house. I can't decide which. Because there's puke and pee and poop everywhere. So it's
a drunken frat house.
It's a drunken frat house or it's a daycare. I'm not sure what.
Voice for Companion Animals should be called Animal House. Right?
Perfect.
It could be. I'm trying to remember some of the characters' names. I don't really want to know.
I can't remember Belushi's character.
John Belushi's character or Tim Matheson's character.
Oh, yeah. But I love that show.
But, yeah.
Food boy!
Oh, God. Okay, we've had those. We've had food everywhere. We've had animals getting into food that they're not supposed to, you know, that chewed on bags of food so they help themselves. We had that with Scrappy and her kids, Tally. And she helped herself. She helped herself to floor cleaner one day.
Oh, Tally.
And I'm like, you know, I'm glad we don't have toxic type things for her to reach. This was like those special.
Pet safe type.
Yeah, that kind.
Products, yes.
Yeah, because it was 9 o'clock at night. We had the emergency poison control on the line and then the vet on the line. And they're like, nope, you're fine. You read me the ingredients. We sent the screenshot of the ingredients. Nope, you're fine. It's like, well, she's going to be cleaned out to speak, so to speak.
That'll do it.
What's the bill on that?
Luckily we didn't have to make a visit because a vet visit
after hours
is what, $275, I think.
Oh my stars, yeah.
Yeah. So we've lost broomsticks, mop handles.
Stop eating the broomstick. We need that.
Fiber.
Right.
We're lacking fiber in your diet. But not this little sweetie.
No.
This little sweetie hasn't done that.
Stevie, don't do that.
No. And the vet thinks we are about 1 year old is all.
Oh, you're just a tot. You're just a baby.
See 1 year old Stevie in the blog section and grab it and share it. And maybe Stevie will find a nice home.
A beautiful home.
Robin, thank you again.
He deserves it.
Thank you, guys.
Brands, man.
Good morning.
What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. We must be in heaven, man!
Brands Man, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.